coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Film Room. I'm Adam Kaplan. He's NFL Film Senior Producer Greg Cosell. And it's our favorite time of the year, Greg. It's the NFL Draft. You're the guru of the quarterback position.
Uh-oh.
Well,
a lot of pressure.
Listen,
a lot of pressure.
But you know what? Everyone knows you really primarily for your work on quarterbacks. You do it on every position. But when you look at the quarterback position, what are the attributes you look for? Break it down for us.
Well, it's funny you say that because I've always believed that the evaluation of the quarterback position says as much about the evaluator as it does about the quarterbacks in many cases.
Certainly.
And it's no different with me. Over the years, I've developed a template. And I believe everything is measurable. It's identifiable on film. Guys aren't great quarterbacks because they try hard. Guys aren't great quarterbacks because they're good in the huddle.
Right.
They're not great quarterbacks because they take their offensive line out to dinner on Thursday night. They have traits and attributes that you can see on film.
Right.
They're physical traits. And it starts with simple things. Dropping back from center. How they set up. Their footwork in the pocket. Is their base good? Is their balance good? Where do they hold the ball? Do they have a quick, compact delivery? Can they move in the pocket in response to pressure? Can they throw the ball when there are bodies around them? Very important in the NFL. You must be able to throw the ball when there are people around you. And we could go on, and we'll talk about the specific traits with the quarterbacks that we get to. But last but not least, and maybe most important, is accuracy, or what I call ball location. Because the quarterback is responsible for run after catch, not the receiver. So you need precise ball location and placement.
Now, speaking of that, when you look at this group here, I know when we look at college quarterbacks, they're not asked to do a lot of timing anticipation throws. Okay, this is something that I've known this for years. You've taught me that. I've talked to NFL people all the time. They're like, boy, when we study these kids, you just don't see them putting the ball out there. Geno Smith, though, Greg, I've watched enough tape of him. I think this guy's talented, but you've broken down his tape.
Yes.
What do you see?
Well, Geno Smith throws a beautiful ball. And one thing when you watch him on film is he looks bigger than he is. There's a physical presence to Geno Smith. And as I said, he does throw a very nice ball. And I think the concerns with him involve, you mentioned it, anticipation. There were not a lot of anticipation throws in the West Virginia offense. And very often I'd be watching tape and I'd be sitting and I'd rewind back and forth. And you learn the route combinations. You learn where the ball should go based on the coverage when you watch enough tape. And I'd see situations where there's a defined throw. It's there. The throw needs to be made. And he was a beat late. And that was fairly consistent with Geno Smith. He was a beat late with a lot of throws. And again, whether it's anticipation, whatever you want to call it, he was just a beat late with some throws.
Now, do you hold that against him? I mean, how do you adjust your thinking? Like, if you're the one who's going to put the grade on him,
right?
How do you look at that? Because sometimes quarterbacks only function of the way that they're taught.
No question. But you do have to factor that in. I remember going back to 2008 watching Matt Ryan coming out of D.C. He made a ton of anticipation throws. And by that I mean the way to describe anticipation throws is throws where you deliver the ball just before or as the receiver's coming out of his break, so that when he comes out of his break, the ball's already in flight. In the NFL, if you wait till the receiver's already made his break, you're too late.
Right, exactly. He's too late. In fact, the Maryland game, which is, I thought, Geno Smith's best game, or one of them, his senior season, I thought he was terrific at throwing it and making the receiver go get it.
Right, and he's capable of that. So, again, you're dealing with a talented thrower that has some concerns. We know he's going to be drafted high, but these are things that are not trivial. They're not insignificant.
Right, they're important.
There's a bit of a leap of faith involved, particularly when a quarterback's accuracy and anticipation are not where you'd like them at the NFL level.
All right, now, Geno Smith was not in the Senior Bowl, but Ryan Nassib from Philadelphia was. Played at Syracuse. Greg, what is he bringing to the table?
Yeah, Ryan Nassib is a kid when you look at, and of course everybody talks about his deep ball. And granted, he did not throw the deep ball really well at Syracuse this year. He wasn't asked to a lot, but he did not get a lot of juice on his deep throws. And one reason, and we're going to see this play right here, which is a deep throw, and this is a really good example. He actually picks his back foot off the ground before he throws the ball in deep throws. And what that does is you lose, not velocity, because it's not a strike throw, but you lose distance. You lose the energy on the back end of the throw. But what he does really well, Nassif, he's an intermediate thrower. He throws the ball with great velocity.
Power. I saw this during practice in the
Senior Bowl. At the intermediate level. Yeah. Now, he's a bit of a hitch thrower, and I think that's something he's working on. In fact, I've talked to people. That's something he's working on very, very hard through this now offseason leading up to the draft, where he can plant and throw as opposed to hitch. Because sometimes it looks like he's working hard to make throws. He's not necessarily an easy thrower, but he does throw the ball extremely well at the intermediate levels, very good accuracy, and he does throw with anticipation. That's something that's noticeable on film, is you do see anticipation throws. And I made this comment a week or so ago when people started falling off their chairs, but I think that part of his game, reminded me a little bit of a young Drew Brees. When Brees came out of Purdue, not the Drew Brees now who's a Hall of Famer, but the Drew Brees when he came out of Purdue. Don't forget, Drew Brees was the last pick in the first round. He was not a top five or top ten pick. So he reminds me a little bit with his anticipation, his ball location, at the intermediate levels of a very young Drew Brees.
Now, another Senior Bowl quarterback was Florida State's E.J. Manuel, who's got a very good arm, big kid, just under 6'5". But the thing with Manuel, I saw, Greg, he'll make a great throw and then a throw that's almost in the stands. He's very inconsistent, but he's got a lot of talent.
Yeah, and that's because he's not a natural thrower. And now you have to decide what that means. If he's not a natural thrower, does he become a natural thrower? A lot of people would say no. Now, he made a throw in the Senior Bowl, and actually this one I want to show people because this is a terrific throw. Here you can see Manuel. He's right here, and he's going to make this throw to this tight end in man coverage against T.J. McDonald. I believe it's Williams, the Alabama kid. And if we just let this play run a little bit, you can see this is play action with great touch. Great touch, great accuracy. That's a terrific throw.
And he made the target go get the football. I love
Absolutely.
It.
And, you know, this is a really difficult throw. He came off play action. But, again, the one thing you could see when you watch him here, and this will be changed a bit in the NFL, Adam, he holds the ball very high. Now, he was taught that. That'll be changed in the NFL because that's not comfortable. No one does anything with their hands up here. That's not a natural move.
And by the way, I talked to Mike McCarthy, the Packers coach, about Aaron Rodgers years ago. He said the one thing he changed, ball carriage. It was too high. He carried it down here, and look at the difference
it made. Jeff Tedford taught that at Cal. Aaron Rodgers came out of Cal. I remember watching him on film with Ron Jaworski, and the first thing we said is the second he gets into an NFL camp, that'll be changed.
And it was.
Same thing with Manuel. But I want to make one point about Manuel, which is also true of Mike Glennon. We'll get to him. But size is a talent. People don't think of it that way, but size is a talent. This kid's 6'4 and a half, almost 240 pounds. If he was 6'2", 215, we wouldn't be talking about E.J. Manuel the same way we are now. Size is a talent at the quarterback position.
Because you could see over the defense, I think that clearly helps him.
When you're big like that, first of all, it helps you shed bodies as well. Mm-hmm. I'm not comparing E.J. Manuel to Andrew Luck, believe me. But look at Andrew Luck this year in the NFL. With his size, the way he shed bodies. Look at Ben Roethlisberger for years, the way people sort of fall off him. That wouldn't happen if they're 6'2", 210.
No, exactly right. Now, you talk about size. Mike Glennon, 6'7", Greg. Another Senior Bowl quarterback. At times, you see a fireball come out, but he's a little bit inconsistent.
Yeah, I think he's got a very good arm, not quite a gun. I don't think the comparisons to Joe Flacco are relevant. Flacco's got a much stronger arm. But the more I've watched Glennon, believe it or not, the more I've liked him. Yes, is he a little scattershot at times? And that's just a function of the fact that all these quarterbacks have some flaws and limitations that need to be cleaned up. But he's a very comfortable thrower. And he moves a little better than people think. And this play from the Senior Bowl is a great example as we take a look at it. There was pressure on him to his blind side, and he moved. And you know what I loved here? He reset.
And his eyes were downfield.
And his eyes were downfield. Yeah. And when we see this play from the end zone, you're going to see how easily he throws the ball. Look, looks left, feels the pressure, moves, resets. Very easy thrower. He looks like an NFL quarterback. Now, a lot of people don't like this kid. And I've talked to a lot of people. Others really like him because he looks the part. Again, big kid, easy thrower. Can make every throw, even though it's not a pure gun, but can make every throw. Very good understanding, by the way, of reading progressions when you watch the NC State offense. That's big. Has a very good feel for that. And if I don't know if it's the same coaching staff that Russell Wilson played under when he was at NC State, but Glennon has a very, very good feel for the understanding of the pass game and concepts. And that's big.
They can use an interception. They can use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being